Blog Talk Radio.
Are you feeling out of balance? Well, I want you to know, if you are not alone. And you may be thinking, oh, Coach Adam, that is a great question on this Motivational Monday. And I want you to know that we are going to go on a journey and grow together around this question as we have this great discovery today and explore this question with our in-studio guest right here in our virtual boardroom on Motivational Mondays. We thank you for tuning in.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I love Mondays. And not only do I love Mondays, but wow, I love Wellness Mondays. Woo! On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win, and we are in our wellness series. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia. the number 4, and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insights on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. I don't know about you, but I want to win, don't you? I know you do, or you wouldn't be here on Motivational Mondays. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share for about 40 minutes with today's in-studio all-star guests around our subject, and then we will invite you into the conversation and open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's installment. This, of course, always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we invite you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. But hold on, wait. Before we jump into today's topic, say if you don't already have your notepads, your tablets, your desktops, your laptops, your smartphone with your notes, your pens, papers, whatever, you need to grab it. And we are asking you, before we jump into today's topic, that you take a quick, brief moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school with a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon, I don't know, you get it. Woo, bottom line, we ask that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win, and we are in our wellness series, and we're looking at balance. Are you trying to balance yourself? Is strategic. Balance is strategic. And the question that I want you to process around is, what does balance mean to you? What's your definition of balance? Well, I have two powerhouse all-stars in the virtual boardroom with me who are going to support us in sharing around this concept of balance. The global wellness coder, Lady Tabitha Smith, as I affectionately call her, and Dr. Veronica Wilson are joining yours truly, Coach Adams, for Wellness Monday, and we are going to have a powerful, when I say powerful, health and wellness chat on the strategy of maintaining balance. And so I'm going to, without hesitation, bring the global wellness coders into the virtual boardroom. Lady Tabitha, are you with us?
I'm here, Coach Adams. Thank you for inviting me. I'm so excited to interact with everyone to talk about our health, our bodies. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Well, it is great to have you. Dr. Veronica Wilson, are you with us?
I'm in the boardroom. How are you guys?
I love it. Well, it's great to have both of you in the boardroom. And, you know, I am so excited about this powerful health and wellness chat on the strategy of maintaining balance, because each and every one of us, we know that balance is strategic. And I love that Lady Tabitha said, you know, I'm realizing that in order to maintain balance, you have to have a strategic plan. You have to be strategic. And what in essence she was saying is you have to be intentional. And so we have some specific nuggets that we're going to share with you, with each and every one of you in the boardroom today. But, you know, it's interesting, our global wellness coders, Lady Tabitha Smith and Dr. Veronica Wilson, when I think of balance, and I want to ask each and every one of you, beyond what we're sharing today, What is balance for you? How do you define balance? Lady Tabitha?
Balance for me is when I have all of my systems running efficiently, which is a super-duper major task that I am still learning. But that's what balance is for me. That means, first of all, myself, my marriage, which is family, ministry, and business. So when I can have all three of those areas work together and nothing is lacking, I feel that's balance.
Ooh, I love that. Dr. Veronica, I come over to you the same question. What's your definition of balance beyond what we're sharing today? How do you define balance?
I would say everything. I would agree with everything that Lady Tabitha said. And with that, I would add love, faith, and hope. I feel that I need those things to operate in the glory, in my best. So I, when I'm operating in balance, I notice that I have better confidence. I get more opportunities. I dream better, and it just goes on and on and on. But I definitely agree with Lady Tabitha, and I just basically add to that love, faith, and hope is real important for me.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I know that each and every one of you, you are sharing some great nuggets already to give the listeners something to think about. And, you know, recently we had some major headlines, and I would say, and I haven't had a conversation with any of the people that were affected, but I would say that clearly there was a tipping out of balance based on how one responded and reacted in the situation. And I think that it's so important to understand that living a life in balance means that we are, in essence, taking the necessary time to renew ourselves, this self-renewal. As both of you know, I teach a class on the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Dr. Stephen Covey, and one of my favorites is sharpening the saw, because I fall short in this area. Sometimes I get certain areas right and other areas I don't, but I'm always growing it. And I love that you said, Lady Tabitha, that I'm in process, that I'm working to grow in this. But sharpening the saw means that we are exercising this balance in all four dimensions of what we're going to talk about today, and that we're doing it regularly and consistently, regularly and consistently, and it's in a wise and balanced way. So we're very clear on those areas of focus, how it affects us, and we're doing it in a wise and balanced way, because when we don't focus in on and being strategic around balance, the self-renewal, we're out of balance. And we begin to become tipped in a specific direction, and we can see that with that, you know, one becomes edgy and, you know, short-tempered and all of these various things that happen when we're not in balance, the effects of not being in balance. We lack the quality of life. We lack the production that we desire. We lack the satisfaction. Our relationships are out of order. They're out of balance. You know, we're not making the right decisions that support our values and our principles. And so have either of you dealt with the effects of not being in balance that you can share?
I'll share an experience that taught me how important balance is. I became an entrepreneur. I know you guys have heard this story before, at the age of 24, and God really blessed me. I was very successful, but I was imbalanced because I was always looking to, it was almost like a lust. I wanted to do better. I wanted to do more. So it created an imbalance where I wasn't ever truly happy in my now. I was always wanting my future. I'm going to get this one day. I'm going to do this one day. And I was measuring myself the wrong way. And although God had given me all of this success, I was imbalanced and I was still not totally full in my joy. And I was driving down the street. I was living good, a beautiful home, one of my dream car, and I'm in it. I'm driving down the street, and I see this dwarf, and I'm feeling like I need to do more with myself. I'm just not there yet. And I see this little dwarf, and she's walking down this long road, and she didn't have the limb we had between our elbow and our shoulder. Her arms were attached from that first limb to the shoulder, so her arms were just flapping, flapping, flapping. And she had the biggest smile on her face, and she was so full of joy. And I looked at her, and I said, something's wrong. You know, I'm not complete. That's when I realized at 24 years old that I wasn't balanced with all of this great success, with all of this great income, with the finer things in life. My joy wasn't full, and I was imbalanced. And so that story always led me to look at life differently and enjoy my now. That was a part of being balanced for me, enjoying the right now, the day that I was in, the skin that I was in, and what God had blessed me with and what he was doing every day for me instead of always reaching for other things. And then in that, of course, that, you know, the basic things of, you know, like eating right and exercise, being healthy, sleeping and having rest and relaxation, because I would find myself so goal-oriented that I saw myself one day with a briefcase in the hair salon, and everybody else was relaxing and getting their services, and here I am multitasking, not even enjoying the experience. So things like that taught me early on how important balance is.
Thank you for sharing that, Dr. Veronica. So appreciate that. Lady Tabitha, what about for you?
I really, Coach, I really enjoyed you sharing, Dr. Veronica. That was really good. Thanks for being transparent and sharing, because that's the only truly way we can help people is by being transparent, because most of us think that we're the only person going through this turbulence of our systems not operating in order. So for me, I'm going to be honest with you. I experience it quite often, and I have to reset and recalibrate. And some of you know my story, the reason that Global Wellness Coders was created under the PRO umbrella is because my health crashed, which I'm starting all over, and also being a newlywed, right? So adding to my trying to be balanced or to figure out what's the new balance look like, what does it feel like, what do I need to do, and then becoming a wife, a mother, and a pastor all at the same time. So to be honest with you, Coach, I'm resetting and my balance is off quite often in learning that.
I love it. Thank you so much, Lady Tabitha and Dr. Veronica, for sharing. You know, I think about in my life, and I am constantly in process with it as well, that I have some key defining moments along the journey, but it is a constant battle. And I love that you brought out earlier today, Lady Tabitha, in our conversation, that you realize we have to be strategic. And that is so key, that when we understand this process of being balanced. This being balanced in specific areas really do make a difference. Being balanced physically, being balanced mentally, being balanced spiritually, and being balanced in our social and our emotional will really affect us. And so again, the concept that Dr. Stephen Covey speaks of, sharpening the saw, means that we have to exercise all four dimensions of our natural areas regularly and consistently in order to have and maintain that balance and to be wise, because we can overextend emotionally and not take care of mental, spiritual, and physical, or we can overextend mentally and spiritually and not take care of physical and social. And so each of the areas really are key and important. And so I want us to just, you know, really dive into some thoughts around each of these areas as we go around. If either of us want to interject, you know, around experiences or additional thoughts, know that there's the freedom to do that. It's a conversation of our sharing different thoughts. But we're going to start with the importance of the physical dimension, and that being body. Dr. Veronica, what thoughts do you have for us on the physical dimension related to body?
Well, again, I'll repeat that. I think that positivity is real important to the body. I think it's just as important as exercise, as eating healthy, as sleeping and getting proper rest. I think it's as important as relaxation. And the reason I say that is because, you know, every day that God created is a good day. But in that good day, there's going to be sometimes some bad things that try and enter into that day. And it's how we handle it. And, you know, we're not always equipped to, like Lady Tabitha said, it's a constant journey. I think you said it too. We're always battling for this balance and to keep our systems intact. The thing is, in taking authority and being very intentional, I think positivity, I think it's something that we overlook. Positivity changes the way things happen for you. You know, there's a scripture that says we reap what we sow, and I believe in sowing positive seed, positive seed. And even when something negative happens, because we're the repairer of the breach, when we sow that positive seed, I believe that the atmosphere works for us to, for things to change and work in our behalf. Even when you see a sick person on their dying bed, you sometimes can tell the difference between someone who remains positive and someone who is mean and in excruciating pain. Positivity is something that we take for granted sometimes. And I think it's an intention. It's a power. I think it brings you into your creative place. I think it builds your confidence. I think it helps create balance. And it opens doors for opportunities. I'm a dreamer. You guys always hear me talking about my dreams. I think positivity is something that we really need to grasp. I'm trying to dig deeper and deeper into that and decode, you know, just having the power to walk in positivity. I think it's connected to our well-being and our balance.
Ooh, I love that. And so positivity around the physical dimension and body. And what are some of the things, Dr. Veronica, that we can do that can support our body with coming from a more positive, healthy place? Do you have some thoughts around some key bullets or areas that we can focus in on concerning body and the physical dimension?
I think, you know, as we started out early in our show, realizing that this temple is the only one we have, and we take care of it as unto the Father. We take care of our bodies. We don't take them for granted, you know. And I know we slip, and sometimes we, you know, we don't eat the right foods, or we may not say the right words. And God knows that we're not, you know, we're going to do those things sometimes. But I think, and being intentional about our systems, this, like Lady Tabitha often says, we only get one of these bodies. So our first, we should be real intentional about how we take care of our body. But then also looking at how we view things, that, you know, even if it's a negative situation, we're the solution. So what do we do to turn a negative situation positive, which is not always easy. But I think when we add that mindset of operating in positivity more than negativity and not trying not to, I think it's a it's not only a great attribute, but it's a God-given power that we have to master. We're not going to always, Coach Adams, I don't know, you're pretty positive all the time. I've never seen you negative, and I've been knowing you for some years. But I think you have mastered being positive, and it's given you great results. I think people don't dwell into that, of mastering how powerful positivity is and how it affects others.
Ooh, Dr. Veronica, thank you so much for that. And, you know, what's interesting is that I have truly always been an optimist. And so when I became a believer, ooh, that shot it over, you know, to a whole different level. And it doesn't mean that life is perfect, but I fight to see the positive point of view in everything. And as a coach and as I continue to grow on my journey, I've really come to realize how we view things is how we do things. It's how we move and navigate through our journey. And so if you see things negatively, then that's the energy that you're giving life to. On the flip side, if you can find the positive in something, that is, in essence, what you're giving life to, because the reality is whatever we focus on, that's what expands, that's what we give life to. And, you know, one of the things that I recognize with the physical dimension, and I invite Lady Tabitha to share any thoughts as well, is that the physical dimension associated with our body, that if we ignore our body, we then become reactive instead of proactive. Because what happens is we then start to get into health problems, health concerns because of the neglect, when in essence, if we would have come from a place of preventative maintenance, like you were saying, you know, eating right, health, exercise, so on and so forth, then we could have prevented our body from breaking down. But because we didn't, we neglected it, we lacked taking care of our body, it now doesn't serve us well. And so now we're reactive. It's like, oh, my God, I had this illness, and now I got to eat right, and now I got to drink the water, and now I got to try to, you know, do some exercise and da-da-da-da, because it's reactive instead of being proactive and doing what's needful, that self-renewal. As Lady Tabitha coined today's topic, you know, that balance is strategic. Instead of being strategic, we're now reactive because we didn't put into place those things that we can do. I mean, the simple things of exercise. I mean, that in and of itself makes a difference because it builds our endurance, our flexibility, and our strength. It makes our body stronger. Eating healthy, making healthier choices. You know, if you eat bad 4 days a week but eat healthy 3 days, guess what? Those 3 days are going to, over time, make a difference. If you get the proper sleep and rest, it's going to make a difference. If you relax, it's going to make a difference. So all of these things really do make a difference in the cycle of renewal and balance. Well, Lady Tabitha, you know, you are the soul queen. So share with us, as it relates to our partnership, you're the soul queen. And so share with us your thoughts around the spiritual dimension and the renewal of our soul and this intentionality around having a strategic plan for a healthier soul. What does that look like?
Thank you, Coach. I gotta tell you, I'm really have my pen. I have my pen and paper, and I'm taking notes. Dr. Veronica is on fire, on fire, on fire. Could have just listened. So for me, I just want to add one of the things I think that has saved me, that keeps me encouraged, is that every morning I come to the table. And it's one thing when you're alone, so I understand as a single person, you have to come to the table with you and set in your day out, right? Your meditation, your prayer with God. For me, I did that alone, but now being a married woman, the one thing that has helped me migrate through the process and constantly reevaluate my systems and that's why I said strategic, is because every day I'm thinking of what can I put in place. But the number one thing is my soul, because how many of you have ever felt bad because you dropped the ball? Why did you drop the ball? Because you were overwhelmed, you didn't have a system in place, right? So that is part of my spirit and part of my soul work for me, not to feel shame. I'm not by myself. There's other people that have to restart. For me, I got to the point where I had to be okay with restarting every day if that's what I needed to do. But because I've built that muscle up spiritually, that I don't feel like I need to start over every day. It might be every week. And I have a hard time being consistent when I'm having challenges in my body. So you even I have to take that in prayer, because all of these things, when you drop the ball, when something didn't go as planned, it brings on a spirit of shame, embarrassment. Then you begin to question yourself. So the other thing that I do is that I keep a journal. So I wake up in the morning, I'm grateful to God, and I keep a journal. I write every day. I write every day. And every day I have a particular topic that I'm writing about, but I'm open to detox my mind and just let it all out. Sometimes I'm writing to God. Sometimes I write to myself. And sometimes I may jot down things that I need to do or what's important to me. And then taking that quality time with your spirit. And for me now, my exercise is part of my worship, part of my spiritual. And this is a way, and this is a code, kings and queens, this is a code. Because I had more responsibility than I was accustomed to, and I was challenged in my body, I said, I want to work out, but I need that time, that worship. So when I go to the gym or when I'm walking, that's my spiritual time. It's no longer in my brain. I had to bring them together. It's no longer separate activities or separate time frames. It's one. So that is a code that really helped me, and I hope that would help someone else as well. So that's the core of it. For me, coach, is connecting in the morning and writing down. I come to the table every day, and that has helped me. And you see, I'm being very transparent. I think it's really important that you're honest with yourself. And then the other thing is to reach out and ask for help. Like, I will call you from throughout the years of our relationship, Coach Adams. Can you talk to me about the time your time lesson, because you teach a lesson on time and how much sleep you need. So it's okay to refresh your tools and reach out, you know, for help, and whatever area you need. If you need spiritual advice and help, reach out. If you need someone to come help you with your home, reach out. I think we all have to be okay with admitting, like, I can't do it all, even if you desire to. But it was never designed for us to be a lone ranger. So these are the things that I found in my private time, my spiritual time, my meditation, and my writing over the years, and being okay with it.
Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I love what both you and Dr. Veronica have shared, because each of you, in your own right, you have given us some great thoughts around two of the four areas that we need to focus in on, those four different dimensions that we're breaking down today as we look at balance is strategic. Balance is strategic, and balance is really all about self-renewal. And how do I get into this place of being balanced, because I recognize the importance of self-renewal and sharpening my saw on a regular daily basis? And so we talked about, as I'm just kind of bringing things back into where we've been so far in this discussion, that living a life in balance means that we have to take the necessary time to renew ourselves. And you mentioned, Lady Tabitha, the reference of the time management quadrants as an example, that oftentimes we don't focus in where we need to focus in on, because self-renewal is all about a quadrant two focus, meaning that it's important, but it's not critical. And so oftentimes we'll push it to the side. We'll push it to the side. We'll say, oh, I don't have time today to do the workout, so I don't have time to focus on the body, the physical dimension. I'll do it next time. You know, you spoke about spiritual dimension and soul, Lady Tabitha, and one with Thea. I can't connect with God today. I just, you know, my schedule is busy. I just can't. I'll connect with him tomorrow. I'll have my meditation tomorrow. I'll come to the table with Daddy tomorrow. I'll bring the journal tomorrow. And so we keep putting it off, but that continuum of putting it off, now we see the effects of my body's breaking down, my soul is breaking down, spiritually I'm a hot mess, physically I'm a hot mess, because I have not done what I needed to do regularly and consistently, as you spoke about consistency, Lady Tabitha, in maintaining that balance. So it's so important to recognize that the effects of not taking care of your body, the effects of, and I love, you know, Stephen Covey, Dr. Stephen Covey will often ask the question, are you ever too busy to fill up the tank of gas, to fill up your car with gas? Are you ever too busy? Come on, play in my sandbox, ladies. Queens, are you ever too busy to put gas in the car?
I have to if I want to go somewhere.
You know, and I talked about oftentimes when I share on this particular subject that I love that illustration, the question of that's so provoking, are you ever too busy to put gas in the car? And I think about when I was in my 20s, being transparent with you, I was too busy, quote unquote, to put gas in the car. And so guess what happened? It's not a trick question. Guess what happened?
What happened?
You ran out of gas.
Come on now. Come on. Where are you at, Queen? Come on. Global wellness coach. I ran out of gas. Simple as that. Because I was, quote, unquote, too busy to put gas in the car, too busy driving to put gas in the car. And I, again, this was in my 20s, and cars were not what they were then as they are now. And I remember having to call my dad. Daddy, I ran out of gas. He's like, how in the world did you run out of gas? And so when Dr. Stephen Covey talks about, are you ever too busy to put gas in the car? I can really relate to this, because in my 20s, I'm too busy driving the car to put gas in it, and I ran out. Well, today, with today's cars, you know, I think about my car. I don't know about your cars, ladies, but my car, I mean, it's constantly blinking, telling me, hello, get gas, hello, you got 30 miles, hello. You know, it's doing all this stuff. that nowadays it's so different than when it was in my 20s, that if you run out of gas, for real, in today's cars, you really were not conscious. Because it's telling you constantly. But I love that illustration because the reality is oftentimes people will say, I'm too busy to exercise. I'm too busy to get enough sleep. I'm too busy to relax. I'm too busy to eat right. I'm too busy. And then they may say to Lady Tabitha's, you know, spiritual dimension, that was, of course, to the physical dimension and the body, I'm too busy to meditate. I'm too busy to keep a journal. I'm too busy to pray. You don't understand. I'm too busy. But we don't realize the effects. And that's why I love what you stated, Lady Tabitha. The revelation that you have gleaned in this season is that you understand balance is strategic. And that's what we're talking about, maintaining balance, but you have to be strategic with that, and we're giving you some keys to be strategic, because when we understand that, for example, the soul, in order for my soul and the spiritual dimension to be where it needs to be, it requires a deep understanding of what is at my center, what is my purpose, what's at my core, so that I stay connected with that. And investing the necessary time in each of these areas, we must invest the necessary time. Well, let's look at, and before I transition to mind, ladies, do you have anything else to share around what we've talked about so far?
I just have a question. After running out of gas, has that ever happened again?
No, it hasn't, quite frankly. Yeah, quite frankly, Lady Tabitha, it hasn't, because it was a very eye-opening moment for me. It really was.
Yes.
Just like, for example, if somebody has a nervous breakdown, if someone has a stroke, if someone, you know, has a heart attack, whatever it may be, they have this awakening moment. And for me, it was an awakening moment. How could you, with gas stations where they are, how could you run out of gas? And I see people running out of gas even still today. No judgment, because I've been there. But it's like to run out of gas because you're so busy, quote unquote, driving the car. And anytime I share around this subject, it's an awakening for me. It's like, hello, Shania Marie Adams, Coach Adams, don't be too busy to take care of your body. Don't be too busy to take care of your soul. Don't be too busy to take care of your mind, your emotion. Don't be too busy.
Yeah.
Because that's
yeah.
always a thing, right? People say, oh, I'm too busy.
Yes. We can't afford not to take care of our mind. Because guaranteed the systems will break down if we don't do that. And I ask the question about the gas because I knew the answer, but I just wanted you to share that for everyone else. When normally when we're in a shocked position like that, then we definitely, that does not happen again, you know, as different situations arise, it will jolt you to where it'll force you into making better decisions. And it's coming to mind right now. I've just recently implemented something in my life. I was telling my husband that, and this is something I've known to do for many years, but I find that the balls continue to drop. And this is what I mean. You know, you meet someone, you know, being a fitness coach, I'm always meeting people, and I want to share my natural detox products with them. So we chat and they say, well, let me give you your number, or I'll text you later. Now I've decided to stop and literally send them the link. Just take a few more moments, because what's going to happen in my life, and I'm sure with all the other entrepreneurs and business people and leaders that are listening, life happens. As soon as that person walks away, and then the the buildup, or I'll do it tomorrow. And then it just starts piling up. And I've come to a place in my life that I truly, truly desire to be balanced. So I have to force Tabitha, Lady Tabitha, to do certain things. And I'm a work in progress, everyone. I'm a work in progress. But I'm looking for codes, and I'm looking for information and tools how to become better so that I can enjoy my latter years, you know, without stress, high levels of stress.
Yeah.
I am not interested in stress. So I just wanted to share that, Coach. Thank you for sharing.
No, I appreciate you for sharing, and I love it. I really do. I love it because it's so important, and, of course, you are the queen of coding, and so the fact that you're bringing in the different codes that you have gleaned, it's so powerful, and it supports us on our journey of the greater insight that we need. And so we've talked about the physical dimension, body. We've talked about the spiritual dimension, soul. Let's take a look at the mental dimension, because the mind, the brain, you know, of course, as you ladies know, I'm the global master trainer for Alan Hattie Hollingsworth's Boss Masters Program and Boss the Movement. And one of my favorite teachings is the brain. I mean, I get off on it. I love just the inner workings and the understanding of the brain, this 3 pounds of bony flesh, as one would say, this 3 pounds of flesh. But it's scalable, and if we don't allow it to be stretched, it will shrink in its capacity. We don't use our brains to the level, our minds, to the level in which we should. And so that becomes a detriment to us because we have to continue to develop. We have to continue to educate ourselves. We have to continue to sharpen our minds. And how can we sharpen our minds and our mental dimension capacity is through reading, educating, writing, learning a new skill. When we learn something new, it stretches us. When we read good literature, it challenges us. When we're writing, as you mentioned, Lady Tabitha, you spoke about journaling, because journaling definitely can support our soul, but it supports our mind. You can journal around what you're eating. That can be a different level of eating that supports your body. But that writing is so key. And writing can take on different forms, as you shared, Lady Tabitha, part of writing to yourself, writing to God, I heard you saying. It depends on where you are in your journaling process in that day. But all of these things support our mind health, and that's really what we're talking about today. We're talking about mind, body, soul, and we've added another layer that we're going to get into in just a moment collectively together today. But this mind, body, soul health and what it looks like. I mean, the other thing that helps our minds is being organized, planning. I know my mind is clearer when I'm more organized, when I have a greater focus around my day. I don't feel as cluttered. So all of these things, we don't realize how they affect us. And every area that we're talking about, it goes back to your question in time management again, Lady Tabitha, that these are all important but not critical. And because it's not critical, we don't focus on it. But let me lose my mind. Woo! Now I want to focus on my mind. When I lose my mind, you know, when I lose my peace of mind is the number one hierarchy of success. You know, I thank God for our collective mentors and Coach Alan Hattie Hollingsworth, the hierarchies of success. Peace of mind is the number one on the hierarchies of success. You know, I think about a trauma that I had in my life, and I know what it feels like to be on the verge of losing your mind. I really do. Very many people know that. And I share that being transparent. So mental dimension, mental health, and this is so key right now, because so often we see people have that moment of mental break. And I believe that that is slightly what occurred recently in the headlines. There was so much stress that had been building that now there was a break moment. You know what I mean? This snapping moment.
Yeah.
And we all can say we've had those moments of snapping. Yeah. And those moments of snapping happen when we don't take care of our physical dimension, our spiritual dimension, our mental dimension, our body, soul, and mind, as we've been talking about. Ladies, do you have any additional thoughts, queens, before we go into the last dimension and sharing today?
I actually just want to share with everyone, I have to be honest, this is our wellness call for the quarter, that I'm really grateful of the products that I discovered and now shared with you, my two sisters, and the world, because they really work. Like, you know, I didn't have everything I needed in my body, which is why I was tired, which is why I couldn't focus. So not enough vitamin B, not enough vitamin D, not enough potassium. So when I began to take the NutriBurst, I just started feeling better, and I went to the doctors and got my blood work done, and now everything is balanced out, so I can check that part off my list because I've done the due diligence. I take my vitamins every morning, and then my NRG, it boosts my serotonin, so that as we deal, you know, like right now, I mean, I've been multitasking all day long, but I'm able to stay at an easy kill and not snap or not be grumpy or yell at someone because my products, I worked out today, I took my NutriBurst, I took my NRG and my detox tea, and I am a firm believer that it has helped support my life.
I didn't know if Dr. Veronica wanted to jump in, but I can definitely jump in and say, amen, sister, to the NutriBurst, to the NRG, to the IOSLT, to the TLC products, that have been such a support to each and every one of us. And I know for me, like you, Lady Tabitha, NutriBurst, really, you know, it's affectionately known as the liquid gold. It really is a that and a bag of chips, all of that. I mean, it truly gives our body such great support. And, of course, the Global Wellness Coders that's the focus, a part of the focus. And I know that there may be those that are listening in that would say, hey, I'm interested in getting products. If you would like to make that connection and find out how you can get the support based on what Lady Tabitha just shared, you're welcome to. Do you want them to text me and I can forward it? Or how do you want to handle it, Lady Tabitha?
Yes, Coach. I would like for you to share all the information how they can connect with us. They can contact
perfect.
You.
So, wonderful. Thank you so much. So if you're interested in the health and wellness products that truly will support your mind, body, so we want to give you that support that you need, because everything happens from the inside out and the products are doing a work from the inside out. So if you're interested, simply text your name and TLC to 310-289-2101. Text your name and TLC, and that lets us know that you're interested in the wellness products, and we'll send you a link to make that connection and have a conversation with you Again, text your name and TLC to 310-289-2101. Wow, it's amazing how quickly time flies so rapidly. Lady Tabitha, Global Wellness Coders has a group on Facebook. Is everyone welcome to the group?
Yes, everyone's welcome. We do recommend and like for you to detox with us. Take your Nutriverse and detox with us. But everyone is welcome. You don't have to be a part of TLC. Everyone is welcome. We're building a global community.
I love it. I love it. So Global Wellness Coders on Facebook, right?
Yes. Yes.
Excellent. So let's share as we close out today our social emotional dimension, which is the heartbeat of who we are. And a part of the heartbeat of who we are our healthy relationships. Do we have healthy relationships and building our relationships? In addition, giving and serving others. And I want each of you to share around just a little nugget as we prepare to close out around these areas and the importance of laughter and love. Any thoughts around the social emotional dimension in our hearts, building relationships, giving and service, laughter and love? Any thoughts?
Yeah, I guess I started out with love, faith, and hope. Was a key to my balance, and I had to learn that over the years. But I think loving others and having healthy relationships are definitely an important part of balance. I actually prayed and asked God to send the right relationships and let me discern those that were not right for me. And just because they weren't right, didn't mean that I didn't treat people in a loving way. I just didn't engage as deeply as I would with a healthy relationship. So I don't know if I answered the whole question, but I think all of that is a part of our balance, recognizing, identifying, and really being true to self, to thine own self be true, you know, in regards to those things, because sometimes you want a relationship to be healthy and it's just not healthy. You know, there's things that you have to recognize and put them in their proper perspective.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I love that too, right? It's so rich. Go ahead, Lady Tabitha.
What comes to me, one of the lessons, or codes that I kind of live in life now, codes, decoding and cracking codes, but it's very, I love the inner circle that God has given me, and like Dr. Veronica, I've prayed for it. One of the things that I've learned is that accepting people with their character flaws, there's, you know, and everything has to be measured. There's some things that are just absolutely not acceptable that makes an unhealthy relationship, right? But then there's some issues that I think there's things to work through, like care, you know, yeah, there's some character flaws and accepting people in their quirks or what have you. It's really cool, like our relationship, because of our mentors. I feel like our mentors, Mr. and Mrs. H, they set a platform for us, and they taught, they trained us all, and we all live by the principles that we learned in our vertical lead classes and our boss classes. And so we get along really well. We know how to have discussions. We know how to agree to disagree. And so that's like, I feel like our relationship is a luxury relationship. You know, it's so easy. It's you ladies, I love you all so much, and to work with you. But I find with my other relationships, like really looking at the person's heart and knowing that they're not intentionally trying to do me harm. There's just character issues. And so you have to forgive and you have to love because you don't want to throw away good friends or stop having that good friend because of a character flaw that you can work through. You know, like, for example, traveling. There's certain people, there's very few people that I can travel with. And you learn that in life, right? Doesn't mean that person's not my friend. We just can't travel. We don't travel well together. So that's for a small example. So I think relationships are very important with your parents, with your companions, your sisters, your kingdom brothers and sisters, and they're worth the investment and being able to identify what is healthy and what is unhealthy. And you don't have to talk.
They are definitely worth the investment. And oh my gosh, how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. We're at the top of the hour. We do need to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and our wellness coders, Lady Tabitha Smith and our Dr. Veronica Wilson. We thank you both for sharing in the boardroom today and our topic on balance is strategic. As we close out today, I want to leave you with this, that, and Lady Tabitha touched on it. We must make deposits in our emotional bank accounts, and that's where our heart and our social lip emotional dimension comes into play. And understanding that peace of mind comes when life is in harmony with your true principles and values. And so we want to make sure that you're well-equipped to be in harmony. We gave you a lot of information today, but we do have to close it out. You can continue the conversation with us through two different forms. One, we have the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's an open group. All are welcome. Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. In addition, through our Global Wellness Coders Facebook group, you can continue the conversation with us. We thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. We look forward to continuing the dialogue in the future in one of our future episodes that happens every other month, our Wellness Monday. Have a great evening, everyone, and thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams.